the show today. Thanks for listening or not listening. I guess I can't thank you if you're not listening because you turned the radio off. Have a good week, everybody. See ya. WRCT Pittsburgh. Our legal ID is WRCT Pittsburgh.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
I taught for 20 years until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. I am your host for at least the next hour. I can guarantee that. I'll let you know what's going to happen in this hour. Each year, right around this time, I do a thing called Gone But Not Forgotten. I do a tribute to musicians, artists, people connected to the music industry that we lost the previous year. And I pay tribute to them. I celebrate their lives. I celebrate their contributions to what you listen to, whether you knew it or not, by highlighting this. And I don't always go for the big headlines. I go for the drummer, the publicist, the model who might have been on the cover of an album. People can find that way to help you out. And understand, you know what? These are people we need to be celebrating as well because their contributions were equally as important, at least in my opinion. For example, first up, I'm going to celebrate the life of Steve Brown. And you're like, Steve Brown, Mockster, I don't know. Steve Brown was a producer. Actually, he started off as like a drum tech roadie. And I think it was for Elton John. He bumped into Elton John in a gas station. Yeah, back in the 70s. And then he went into the studio with a schoolmate of his named Steve Lillywhite. Steve Lillywhite, you might know, did a lot of production and produced a lot of that U2 stuff that we know of, especially from the 1980s. So then Steve Brown got his hand in the production side of things. He's actually known for producing the very first Wham album. He did produce that, but he's also known as the man who gave the Cult their sound. And he was their producer as well. We lost Steve last year. So let's celebrate his life. With something by the Cult. It's Gone But Not Forgotten here on Viva La Mock.
got your baby teeth. You're too young and I'm too well hung, but tonight I'm gonna rock you. You tonight I'm gonna rock you. Tonight, oh yeah.
Bye. shirt, my axe is cold. They said she rides a train to REO.
Mott the Hoople wrapping up that set of music all the way from Memphis here on the Viva Lamach radio program. Now, keep in mind, I'm doing a segment for this entire hour called Gone But Not Forgotten. And I'm highlighting artists and performers and musicians and people just within the music industry who gave something. They gave us their art, their talent. And I'm giving back by paying tribute to those people. Yeah, Ian Hunter, 82 years old, still alive. But I had to play some Mott the Hoople because Mick Bolton, the drummer for Mott the Hoople, passed actually on New Year's Day back in 2021 at the age of 72. He later went on, and I think it was around 1984, he joined Dexy's Midnight Runners on drums. And then before the Mott the Hoople, yeah, we lost Sylvain Sylvain of the New York Dolls, so I played a song that he co-wrote from their first album, Trash. He passed on January 13th. But at the same time, it allows me to say, you know what? I can also celebrate the work of Peter Makowski. Yeah, he was 65 when he passed on November 3rd. And he was a classic rock writer, a music writer. He was one of the first to actually take hard rock and heavy metal really seriously. In fact, as a teenager, he got hired in by Sounds Magazine. And he did this Deep Purple review of their Made in Japan album. No one wanted to touch it, and he did it. And Richie Blackmore called him up and was like, do you want to go to Europe with us? Yeah. Peter Makowski later actually became a press officer for like Black Sabbath and Motorhead and the New York Dolls. So, see, I wanted to tell you, I just played some New York Dolls, tell you about Peter as well. Spinal Tap in there tonight. I'm going to rock you tonight. Ian Faith, their manager, passed away back in March 4th, suffering from Lou Gehrig's disease. Real name, Tony Hendra, but I played you some Spinal Tap in tribute of that iconic band. And then the Cult start off the entire set, as I mentioned, Steve Brown, who produced the Cult, passed away on January 2nd. But also, I mentioned he also produced the debut album from Wham!, and I should take the opportunity to say that Dion Estes, the bass player for Wham!, passed away in October. So I can kind of reveal that. Didn't have to play some Wham!. Not that I wouldn't have. I just don't have enough time. That's the challenge. Yes, I've had to thin this out for you. And I'll let you know, my background music, until I change it, is Pittsburgh's own Dr. Lonnie Smith, who passed away back in September at the age of 79. He was the Wizard of the Hammond, and his daughter is a good friend of the Moxster and a fellow WRCT DJ. So play some Lonnie Smith as my background music throughout this duration of this entire program. I mentioned I'm not always going to, I'm trying to stay away from the bigger names, because they got the headlines. We know about them. And just go maybe a little bit more obscure, or to a band that maybe you forgot, or maybe you didn't even know about. But there was a big one back in August, and he was a drummer. I gotta play that one. Some Rolling Stones. Charlie Watts, age 80. We lost him on August 24th. King's X wrapping up that set of music with It's Love here in the Viva La Mock radio program. Played that one because we lost Marsha Z on January 10th of last year. Martha Zazula, actually. She and her husband co-founded a little record label called Megaforce Records back in the 1980s. And were very instrumental in launching the careers, basically, of bands like King's X, Testament, Anthrax, Metallica. So I played you some King's X in celebration of Marsha Z. Also, while I'm speaking of Metallica, I just want to let you know that we also lost Malcolm Dome. He worked for Kerrang and Metal Hammer, but he wrote a book back in 1981 called Encyclopedia Metallica. And conveniently, a band in San Francisco in 1981 started up called Metallica. So, which one came first? Also, Malcolm Dome is known for, he invented the term thrash metal when he was describing Anthrax. We lost Malcolm at the age of 66 back in October 29th of 2021. Before the King's X, Michael Stanley Band, yeah, Cleveland's own Heartland Rockers. We lost Michael Stanley himself March 5th at the age of 72. Played some Status Quo in there because bass player Alan Lancaster passed on September 26th at the age of 72. Also, it gives me a chance to highlight Judy Totten, who passed at the age of 69 in October 20th. Judy actually was a publicist, but she started her career at CBS, and then she went out and launched on her own publicity company. And she took on, like, David Bowie, The Kinks, of course, Status Quo, why I played it, but also she had the Dalai Lama as a client. So I wanted to highlight Judy's contribution. And start off the entire set with the Rolling Stones. Get off of my cloud. Charlie Watts, 80, October 24th. If I didn't mention the Status Quo song I played, Pictures of Mastic Men, I mean, it's the go-to. If I didn't mention the Michael Stanley, it was He Can't Love You. Again, the go-to. I almost played This Town, but I just didn't think it would fit in the set. So, yeah, I've got a little bit more depth. Not much, but a little bit. Oh, hey, I want to remind you, just while I'm telling you things, I do want to remind you that Spack Brothers Pizza joined you in supporting WRCT. Now, Spack Brothers Pizza, they offer pizza, but they also have hoagies and wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives, and they don't use any refined sugar in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. Now, Spack Brothers is committed to safety during this ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more at their website, or give them a call at 412-362-SPAC or SPACbrothers.com. Again, that's 412-362-7725, SPACbrothers.com. Spack Brothers Pizza, located on Penn Avenue in the historic Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. So I had a discussion with a friend of mine who is not native of this country. She's actually from the UK. And we talk about music all the time. And she talks about bands that she's surprised I've heard of because they were maybe a one-hit wonder, if that, over in the UK. Or they were really big in the UK and they just never made it over this way. And I remember years ago speaking with her of a band called Senseless Things. And she was so amazed I'd heard of Senseless Things. Because I've always loved this song. It's Everybody's Gone from Senseless Things. Sadly, their frontman, Mark Keds, passed away on January 11th last year, with suspicious reasons. Don't know the details. He was only 50. Check out some Senseless Things here on Gone But Not Forgotten on the Viva La Mock radio show. We'll be right back.
chances of everyone. There's no chances. They wanted no free speech. Read no free press. They were brought up on straight propaganda. They have been trained to hate and destroy. Don't argue with them.
Cabaret Voltaire wrapping up that set of music with Don't Argue. We lost Robert H. Kirk, one of the founding members of Cabaret Voltaire, back in September 21st. I knew the date, September 21st. He was only 65 years old. And if you're unfamiliar with Cabaret Voltaire and you've seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off, when Ferris is in his bedroom, if you're like me and I looked at all his posters to see what cool posters he had on the wall. He had this giant Cabaret Voltaire poster on his wall. Before the Cabaret Voltaire, some Bush Tetris with Too Many Creeps, because D-Pop, the drummer for Bush Tetris, passed on October 9th at the age of 65. Also, Dee also played drums with like the Gun Club and Jane County, the Shams, a whole bunch of post-punk bands back in the 1980s. And speaking of post-punk bands, Delta 5 gave us a song I've always loved, Mind Your Own Business. Vocalist guitarist Jules Sale passed at the age of 63 on the same day as Richard Kirk from Cowboy Voltaire, September 21st. Then I played just some Nirvana. You heard me play Nirvana, Come As You Are, and you're like, wait a minute, dude. I'm pretty sure the remaining members of Nirvana are around. But they are. They are. But I played that because they recorded that album, Nevermind, at Sound City Studios out in California. And Sound City Studios featured this audio board. If you haven't seen the documentary, look it up. It's a great documentary. This audio board that Robert Neve created. He was this audio engineer genius. He was 94 years old, and he passed back in February 12th, so I thought I'd play something that was recorded on that Neve recording board. And speaking of audio geniuses, Lou Ottens passed away at the age of 94 as well, back on March 6th, and he actually invented the cassette tape. So how about a shout-out to Lou? Well, some other artists that, if you want to know, who recorded at Sound Studio, because there is a list, a big list, like Fleetwood Mac recorded there, Pat Benatar, Cheap Trick did their Heaven Tonight album there, Tom Petty recorded there, a bunch of stuff. And then also, like, Rat Out of the Cellar was recorded there, Keel, Saxon, bunch, obviously, of artists have recorded at that studio. And then I start off the entire set, as I mentioned on the get-go, Senseless Things with Everybody's Gone. Frontman Mark Keds passed away on January 11th of 2021 at the age of 50. We are trying to encroach at the top of the hour. These are all the songs I could fit into 1 hour. And so this is what I do. I try to cram as many songs as I can into 1 hour. But I do want to remind you, when I'm playing like that Bush Tetris and the Delta 5 and some of that, that reminds me of a minute pause. Yeah, it's just 60 seconds of time. No, a minute pause. That's just a small, almost insignificant space. Wait. All right, get it right. It's a minute pause. Your host is Sean Watson. It's Easton every Tuesday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. right here on 88.3 FM WRCT. And don't forget, if you are currently caring for an older loved one, navigating coronavirus can be intimidating. AARP is here to help with tips on how to create a plan. Go to aarp.org for more information. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. You can reach me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. If you've got a suggestion for a song for a future show here on WRCT.
Slip it, cuff it, check. Talk to doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. I am your host. And each and every week, at this very time, we do a little thing called the WRCT Radio and Music Calendar, let you know some things going on around town. Before I get to the calendar, I want to remind you that the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions, and regular gallery hours are every Sunday from 2 to 5 in the afternoon or by appointment, or you can visit them during the Unblurred event, which is the first Friday of every month on Penn Avenue from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information, you can call 412-924-0634 or reach them on the webs at irmafreeman.org. Let's take a moment to take a look at the WRCT radio calendar, let you know some things going on around town. Things that maybe they're not on your calendar, maybe you should put them on your calendar. That's why they're on our calendar. Still got some time. You have until Valentine's Day to catch Marisol and Warhol Take New York. at the Warhol. What is it? Well, it's actually, it's charting the emergence of the Paris and Pittsburgh-born pop artists in the early 1960s. The exhibition actually explores their parallel rises to success, the formation of their artistic personas, their gallery relationships, and their early artistic practices from the 1960s. Again, it's going on through February 14th at the Andy Warhol Museum on the North Side. More information at warhol.org. Also, you know what's kicking off? Phipps Conservatory is having their winter collection. Yeah, wash away the winter blues with a sea of all-star specimens from a Phipps Orchid collection. Immerse yourself in displays of color and fragrance of orchids in a vast array of shapes, sizes, and colors. It's on display right now at Phipps Conservatory in Schenley Park. More information, phipps.conservatory.org. Also going on now through March 6th, the Carnegie Museum of Art presents two exhibits. The Forum series presents 18 new works by Brooklyn-based artist Sarah Greenberger Rafferty. And that's going on now through February 6th in the Forum Gallery. The Gallery 1 exhibits work by Sharif Bey entitled Excavations. This auto-archaeological journey chronicles the people, places, and encounters that informed the Pittsburgh-born artist's practice and creative identity. It's going on now through March 6th at the Gallery 1 space. Both exhibits on display at the Carnegie Museum of Art. More information, cmoa.org. Don't forget about the Pittsburgh Banjo Club, which happens each and every Wednesday at 8 p.m. at the Allegheny Elks Lodge on the north side, 400 Cedar Avenue. It's the rehearsal. It's every Wednesday at 8. It is the rehearsal, but you don't have to be in the band. You come enjoy the rehearsal. It's a bunch of wonderful music played on banjos, and they throw some tubas, and there might be even a trombone in there. There's food and refreshments available. It's been going on since 1988. It used to be over at the James Street. That's where I first caught it. Anyway, they're playing those hits of the 1920s and 30s. And it's a good time. Now, here's the thing. Due to the pandemic, reservations must be now made.